Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 450 for Thursday, June 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The Ice Futures Canada canola market posted solid gains on Thursday, testing fresh highs once again as both the fundamentals and technicals remained bullish. Canola was up $4 to $11, the November contract up $8.10 at $526.40 per ton. Forecasts calling for hot temperatures and little chance of moisture in the dry areas of Alberta and Saskatchewan over the next week accounted for much of the buying interest. However, some fields are on the wet side in parts of Manitoba, where the heat will be welcomed. Gains in Chicago soybeans provided spillover support as well, with concerns mounting in the Midwest over unseeded acres and yield losses due to that excess moisture. Speculative buying was a feature in canola, with some stops hit on the way up. The lack of farmer selling as producers wait to get a better sense of the size of this year's crop was also supportive. A firmer tone in the Canadian dollar did serve to temper the advances to some extent. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher as the persistent Midwestern rainfall brought in more speculative short covering. Soybeans, they're up 16 to 20 cents, the November contract up 20 at $9.76 per bushel. Forecasts calling for more rain in the Midwest were behind some of that strength, as some intended acres will likely end up unseeded, while those fields already planted may see yield reductions. However, the large South American crops limited the advances. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were also slightly disappointing, coming in at the low end of trade guesses. Corn futures, they're up 8 to 12 cents, the September contract up 12 at $3.83 per bushel. The wet Midwestern weather was also supportive for corn, with declining crop ratings cutting into yield prospects. New crop weekly U.S. corn export sales were above trade guesses, contributing to the firmer tone. Old crop sales were also large, but below trade expectations. Wheat was up 7 to 15 cents, the September contract in Chicago up 15 at $5.38 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest continues to be delayed by untimely rains, and that was supportive. Weekly U.S. wheat exports were fairly strong, which also underpinned the futures, while the crop problems in other parts of the world, including Canada and Europe, added to the bullish tone. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, June 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.